Oil prices rose today following reports of an incident on the border between Iran and Iraq. Iraqi officials say a small group of Iranian soldiers crossed into Iraqi territory and took over an oil well. The World's Matthew Bell has more.
Details were sketchy, and a report from Iran denied the incident altogether. But according to the Iraqi government, 11 Iranian troops seized control of an Iraqi oil well near the disputed southern border between the two countries. Iraq says the incursion was a violation of its sovereignty and that the well needs to be handed back. Iraq's interior minister, Jawad al-Bulani, said Iraq is not ready to give up this source of oil and that the government is capable of defending Iraq's interests. He also said Iraq wants to resolve this situation peacefully and diplomatically. If the incursion did take place, it would be far from the first of its kind.
Disputes have been a feature of the very long border area between Iran and Iraq for centuries.
Joost Hilterman is an Iraq expert with the International Crisis Group.
Before modern Iraq, when Iraq was still part of the Ottoman Empire and Iran was the Safavid Empire, that border was contested and fought over at times and shifted. And after Iraq was created, that problem continued. And in 1980, Saddam Hussein, the Iraqi regime, invaded Iran, ostensibly because of a dispute over one part of that border in the waterway called the Shatt al-Arab, close to the Gulf.
Hilterman says oil fields do not neatly coincide with international borders, and partly for that reason, the disputed dividing line between southern Iraq and Iran has never been fully resolved. These days, the Baghdad government enjoys relatively good relations with Iran, but Hilterman says Iraq is still Iraq.
The Iraqis have a very strong sense of nationalism and of territorial integrity, and they will insist on every inch of territory against whatever neighbor, including Iran. On the other hand, I think the Iranians are very keen to have full control over what they think is theirs, and they will take advantage of the weakness of the current Iraqi government.
Hilterman says the Iran-Iraq border will continue to be a potential flashpoint for trouble. Today's news comes at a time when Iraq is trying to move ahead with the rehabilitation of its oil industry. Iraq recently held its second round of bidding for foreign energy firms, and this particular oil field is not yet one of the areas up for development. An engineer from the Iraqi company that operates the well at issue in today's dispute was quoted by the Reuters news agency. He said this kind of incursion has happened 4 or 5 times this year. The Iranians come do this periodically, he said, and then they pull back the next day. Iraq's oil business is plagued by political, legal, and security problems, but the country still has some of the largest proven reserves on Earth. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.